Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria will start the weekend with a high of 21, Joburg 19, and Rustenburg a high of 22.
In Bedford View, there's now a stationary vehicle on the N12 R24 westbound before the Galilee's interchange. It's causing queuing traffic on both routes.
In your sport, left arm spinners, the big winners at last night's Cricket South Africa Awards. And history was made in Singapore last night as 12-year-old Yi Zidi of China became the youngest ever World Championships medalist.
The world has officially entered uncharted waters.
Yes, August 1st, the reciprocal rates will be going into effect. This deadline is a real thing.
America's long talked about trade tariffs kicked in an hour ago, which was midnight in Washington. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt did tell the media last night that there were last-minute trade talks with certain countries. After that, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order that tariffs would be amended for some 60 countries, while for others, tariffs were postponed till next Friday, while negotiations continue. But no word yet from South Africa on the final state of our tariffs. As of last night, South Africa had the fifth highest tariffs implemented by America after Syria, Laos, Myanmar and Canada. America instituted 30% tariffs on South African goods and products. The Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has now set up an export support desk to assist South African companies. Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Park Staal released a statement last night saying this desk will serve as a direct point of contact and link companies to South African embassies and high commissions abroad. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
Dawa says urgent interventions have been put in place as part of the department's ongoing commitment to protecting jobs, preserving market access in America, and promoting export diversification to other markets in Africa, the European Union, Asia, Latin America, and other strategic partners. Various industries, including the auto and citrus sectors, have warned of dire consequences once the impact of the 30% tariff on U.S. markets take hold. Dawa concludes by saying the stakes are high and that the country must respond decisively to ensure industries remain resilient, competitive and globally integrated into diversified markets. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. On to other news, the High Court put a stop to the City of Tshwane's new cleansing levy. The North Gauteng High Court declared the mandatory monthly levy of 194 rand and 37 cents as unlawful and invalid. It was set to be imposed on nearly 260,000 households and businesses. AfriForum brought the case against Tshwane, and spokesperson Arno Ruud says this levy was nothing more than a fundraising ploy aimed at covering up years of poor planning and mismanagement.
The court made it clear that the City of Tshwane's misconduct will not be tolerated, neither towards the public nor towards the court.
And finally, news about
Bond. James Bond.
The creator of gritty TV crime series Peaky Blinders has been appointed to write the highly anticipated next James Bond movie. Studio Amazon GMG announced last night that Stephen Knight will work alongside previously announced director Denis Villeneuve from Dune to bring the world's most famous fictional spy back to the big screen after a prolonged absence. No release date or title has yet been confirmed for the 26th installment, and there also has been no announcement yet on who will replace Daniel Craig as a suave British super spy.
Oh, that's always the question, Khada.
They should just do Cillian Murphy from Peaky Blinders. He'd be perfect.
I was thinking of you when I wrote this because
so
you will know now.
Yes.
And he's British, right?
He is British. He would be amazing.
What about Mr. America? What was his name?
Captain America.
Captain
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
I saw a movie with that man in. I am now going to watch Captain America movies.
You're telling us.
And his most prettiness.
Because then it will be blonde.
No, James Martin.
Blonde. Did I fall in that?